2 years ago, I was diagnosed with severe depression. For much of my life, however, I was that girl. Party animal, happy jokester, hipster chick. My laugh alone could incite a room full of giggles. Prior to the diagnosis, I'd moved to Davis for grad school and away from my boyfriend of 8 years. I started an academic program I knew nothing about with people who knew nothing about me. Jeremy broke up with me the day after Thanksgiving, citing the distance and my abandonment of our relationship. I didn't take it well. I stopped going to class regularly. I stopped eating. No, really, if you could witness me with a good meal, or any meal, you'd realize how serious the whole not eating thing was. I went to a counselor because I couldn't sleep more than 2 hours straight, but I'd stay in bed all day anyway. When I did make it to class, I cried. I told my counselor I couldn't stop thinking about taking my own life. Without pomp or circumstance, she sent me to the Sutter Center for Psychiatry in Sacramento, where I was 5150'd. I unwillingly spent 72 hours at the center. During that time, I was serenaded by 30 or so pajama-clad inpatients mumble-singing happy birthday in the hope that they'd get a piece of sheet cake. My 27th birthday may as well have been a scene cut from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Despite the cake, I was adamant I did not belong there. I argued that I was totally fine, just stressed out. The psychiatrist listened carefully and broke my arguments into undeniable snippets. Thinking about suicide is not okay. Thinking that no one loves me is not okay and not true. It is okay to be very sad. It is admirable to ask for help. With the aid of friends, temporary use of antidepressants, and an amazing counselor, I bounced back a few months after my release. And while I never, ever want to go back to the center, I am forever grateful for the care I received. I only wish I'd ask for help sooner. With a Perspective, I'm Kristen Monahan.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.